Tourists have spent more time and money in King County than expected in recent years. And now officials say those tourist taxes will soon translate to upgrades for King County arts facilities. KUOW's Amy Radel reports.
Until last January, hotel and motel taxes in King County went to pay the debt for the demolished King Dome, right down to repairs for fallen ceiling tiles. Since that debt was retired a bit earlier than anticipated, King County will now use those tax revenues to finance $20 million in arts grants. Local groups can apply for funding to improve their facilities. Arts supporters attended Thursday's launch of the grant-making process. One was Mary Ann Tagney.
I'm the president of the board of Seattle Opera, and we will have an application ready to go by tomorrow.
Seattle Opera is seeking funds to help build a new office and scene shop where the Mercer Arena now stands. Grant applications are due to the county by September 9th. Tagney says it's clear there will be lots of competition.
I think for people who are not ready to go, it's going to be a bit of a scramble to meet that September deadline. But it's great that there's this much enthusiasm and activity and so much going on.
Jim Kelly is executive director of the Arts Agency for Culture, which oversees the process. He says the $20 million will help make arts facilities more accessible to all patrons, the Heart of Hearing, for example.
There's a thing called a hearing loop that you can put in a public venue, and a lot of hearing aids today, about 70%, have this button you can turn on that gets a different radio frequency. And with a hearing loop, if you have one of those buttons on your hearing aid and you turn it on, you can hear as well as this conversation.
Other applicants say they'll seek money to improve things like earthquake safety, soundproofing, and restrooms. The grant awards will be announced next fall. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.